You might already know Francis Scott Key wrote the verses to the Star-Spangled Banner during the war, or that the British set fire to the White House. There were no major battles fought in what was then the Illinois Territory, but Western Illinois Museum curator Sue Scott says this area does have its connections. For example, Western Illinois was known as the Military Tract. Millions of acres of land were set aside to be given to the veterans of the War of 1812, 160 acres each. But
not a whole lot going on here, just prairie land. So a lot of them actually sold it to speculators, and the speculators kind of sat on it because it was a hard sell.
The soil was rich, but it was covered with tall, deeply rooted prairie grass. You'd need heavy equipment, maybe even oxen, to cultivate the soil. It was going to be a few more years before the land was settled. One of the counties formed from that land was named after one of the war's heroes, U.S. Navy Commandant Thomas McDonough. McDonough led an important defeat of the British on Lake Champlain at New York in 1814. It isn't just McDonough's name that came to be linked to Western Illinois. Scott says that McDonough had a resourceful counterpart on the ground. The ground forces were outnumbered about 10 to 1, and that general was Alexander Macomb.
He gets his men to build these sort of fake roads, so he conceals the roads that actually lead to the American forts, and the British fall for it. And so they actually go down these little roads, get totally lost, and they become kind of like sitting ducks for the Americans.
Happy birthday to you.
And the city of Macomb recently celebrated General Macomb's 230th birthday. A reception was held in Chandler Park, about 40 feet from the monument that recognizes both Macomb and McDonough. Plans are to make General Macomb's birthday an annual event, so there's plenty of time to make your plans for next year. By the way, McDonough's birthday is in December. He'll be 229. This is Jeff Norfleet.